Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And we are back here on the Rutherford Issues program, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And a reminder that their virtual annual meeting is this Saturday, 2 o'clock Saturday. So between now and Saturday, really today or tomorrow, you can either go by the MTE office or phone the office and say, you know, I'm going to participate in the meeting. That way you're entered for prizes. You can submit any questions you might have and also vote for officers. MTE.com/annual meeting is the website for more information. Our conversation today about the United Way of South Central Tennessee. Lucy Birchfield is here, the Vice President of Development and Engagement. And you have a tag along this morning.
I do. I have a new tag along. This is Travis Welton, and he is our new Director of Corporate Partnerships.
Wow, that sounds impressive.
Yeah, it does. It's a fancy title.
Pull that mic up real, real close to you there. So, good to see you first.
Good to see you.
We've got several things to talk about. It's been a busy summer as school is now underway and all. So, newest team member, how new?
This is my sixth week, second month. I started back at the beginning of July.
Okay. Yeah. You know, we like to get these new guys in much quicker than that, you know, make them really nervous. But you said this first radio experience.
That's right. Yeah.
Very underwhelming, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that. It's cool to see behind the scenes.
So the Director of Corporate Partnerships, I guess you work on relationships with our business community.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lot of fundraising and relationship building.
Yeah.
Historically, United Way has relied on employee giving campaigns as a primary source of revenue. Those are starting really here this month, running all throughout the year, but primarily throughout the fall. So assisting with that will be a big piece of the role. But at the same time, the world is different now than it was when United Way really first came onto the scene, going back almost 100 years. So the role is evolving along with it to develop more true partnership between us and our local business partners. So that looks like sponsorships, volunteer engagement, more annual things instead of a one-time campaign in the fall. Thank you very much. We'll see you next year.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of, and the only reason I know this is I had someone contact me, a friend of mine, that said, hey, my daughter's looking to do this, wants to, you know, build up her college resume, wants to do some volunteering. And I said, you know, United Way volunteering website, send him the link. And there was the volunteer bank on the volunteer. So that's kind of some of the partnerships you're talking about, right?
Yep. Yeah. We see local companies and larger national organizations too, but they care a lot about what's happening to their employees and the communities that they live in. So we're trying to give them ways to get involved and help out.
So before the United Way of South Central Tennessee, what was Travis Welton doing?
Yeah, I've been a little bit all over. I come from more of a business background. I got my MBA from Belmont in Nashville, started my career with Nissan here at their Franklin office. They sent me to Chicago. I changed companies, worked for Anheuser-Busch, I was selling Budweiser for a few years. They sent me to Montana, where I was for the last year and a half or so. My wife and I lived in Bozeman. And that work was really good. I learned a lot. It was challenging and fun and engaging. But along the way, I just kind of felt that I was looking for a little bit more fulfillment, people-focused, making an impact on the communities that I live in. So when my wife and I decided to move back to Nashville, it felt like a good time to make the jump out of the corporate sector over into the nonprofit world.
Wow. Well, did you see the Duttons while in Montana?
I did not, but people talk about them all the time.
I guess.
It is a real ranch. A lot of people don't know that. It's a little bit outside of Missoula, which was a couple hours away from where we live in.
It's not the Yellowstone Ranch, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something totally different. But that show just kind of was crazy. It kind of put Montana on the map, if you will.
Bozeman specifically. They say they live in Bozeman. I don't think they actually filmed there. But Bozeman has grown exponentially in the last few years. Wow. A lot of it because of Yellowstone.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. So, well, good to have you back here in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Despite the fact that you went to Belmont. I mean, I didn't say that.
Be nice.
Being here at, you know, a Blue Raider graduate myself. But that was back in the Stone Age. But, you know, that's all right. They beat us in basketball a lot. You know, Belmont's always been pretty good.
Yeah, they're good.
So, well, we've got several things to chat about here. And with school already underway, Lucy, you know, the stuff, the bus, I remember seeing some photos. Someone sent me the Dropbox folder with all, you know, there were like 80 or 100 photos in there.
Yeah.
From stuff the bus.
Yeah, it was great this year. So, you know, we've talked about it before. We've expanded to 7 counties. And so this year was the first Stuff the Bus where we had Stuff the Bus going on in all 7 counties. So it was busy, it was hectic, and it was super fun. Collectively, it was in our Stuff the Bus here, we did over 2,000 backpacks that are already gone and out and in the hands of, you know, the schools and the districts. And in addition to those backpacks, I can't remember how many, but it was thousands of individually packed supplies that we just give to the schools to do with as they need and want throughout the year.
56,000 sound right?
It does.
Yeah, that was the
total collection.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was a huge Stuff the Bus. We had some fantastic partners. I mean, to speak about, you know, obviously we have a great turnout from the community as a whole, but just this year to focus on the corporate partners today, Ingram had a huge in-house backpack stuffing that they did. Chromalox. Also, they both did together. They did
over 1,000 backpacks.
Yeah. So
over 1,000 themselves. Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So
yeah.
We had a great turnout, and that's the kind of thing that we're looking for moving forward, is just getting more partners like that that want to help us in all the ways. Obviously, we love money. We can't do our work without it. But we need things like the supply drives that we have, like Stuff the Bus and Baby Basics. And then when we get out in the community and roll up our sleeves in April and we do volunteer days, that's a fantastic time for corporate partners to, if they're already a partner, to just join with us. But if you're not, it would be a great first experience for someone to get a taste of what the United Way does, is to volunteer during volunteer days in the spring, because you really get to see the impact on these agencies. You get to join with other corporate partners and community members to get out there and get stuff done. So we've got a lot of opportunities for our corporate friends.
Now, tell me, you said about 2,000 packed backpacks. Was the 1,000 from Chromalox part of that, or is that on top of that?
Mm-hmm. That was part of it.
Really?
And then we had partners.
I'm going back to, I mean, that's,
it's
they
huge.
Did about half.
Yeah, they really stepped up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and
awesome.
And Ingram did a significant amount as well. Hundreds.
Very cool.
Hundreds of backpacks from Ingram as well. And then in some of our other areas, we had big companies step up and purchase headphones. And I mean, just unreal turnout from our corporate friends this year across our whole 7-county region. Honestly, we had companies stepping up all over.
And when you had more, say, pencils or notebook paper, that kind of thing, than you had backpacks, then that's what went to the schools for them to distribute the systems.
Right. Correct. And some of our schools, like for instance, Murfreesboro City Schools, they like to have boxes of supplies of, you know, out of the backpack as well. Mm-hmm. Because that allows them throughout the year, because we all know, in addition to supporting these students who need it so desperately, our teachers, I was raised by a public school teacher, and so I can tell you right now,
you live the life of luxury.
I was splitting that budget with kids that I never saw, because my mom put so much of her own resources into her classroom. So they like to have those supplies on hand to help the teachers as well. So this year we also took up teacher supplies. If anybody has had children, you know what they need. They need Expo markers, Kleenex, and Clorox wipes. Yeah. That is what they need the most. So we had a big table full of teacher supplies this year. So we were able to, you know, not only supply the things that the students need to be successful, but we're trying to give our teachers everything they need to be successful as well.
Good stuff. Joining us from the United Way of, almost said Rutherford County, South Central Tennessee. I'll get that in about
a
year.
One day.
Yeah. Vice
We're
President.
All working on it.
Yeah, aren't we? Vice President of Development Engagement, Lucy Birchfield. Also, Travis Welton, the Director of Corporate Partnerships. So, Stuff the Bus, another success, and you're going to celebrate that among other things coming up in just a little over a month.
Yeah. September 18th, I believe, is our community celebration. And we're making some changes this year that we're really excited about.
Is the location?
The location is big. Again, we're here today to talk about corporate partners. And not only do we rely on our corporate partners for funding and volunteerism and all of those great things, but we also have big partners in the community where we find some of the folks that need our services, and TCAT's one of those. We have partnered with them. We have several, we've helped several of their students furthering their education and finding employment and all that good stuff. So to be able to go there and really celebrate all the things we've accomplished this year, somewhere where we have seen their people be successful because of our programming, makes it extra special. And also just, you know, getting out of Murfreesboro. I'm born and raised here, and it's easy to stay here. Yeah. But, I mean, we have such a fantastic county with so many great locations. And, again, TCAT's one of them. You can't beat it. It's a super neat facility. It has great parking. All the things that you need. But we're really just really excited about partnering with them this year for it. And
I bet your friends at Nissan are glad that it's there. They can just walk across the street.
They're already there. And we've added some extra elements to the program this year. We're doing breakfast instead of lunch, just some different things like that. But we really want to make the focus the folks that help us do the work. We want to talk about the work, and we want to give everybody our numbers so they can see all the great things that we were able to accomplish because of the support. But we really want to focus on those supporting us and really highlight them, because we want them to know that what they're doing for us is making a huge impact in the community.
So is this open to anyone that wants to come to the community celebration?
Absolutely. Our tickets are very reasonably priced because we don't want that to be a barrier. So I believe they're
$35. That's right.
So absolutely, you can go to our website and get your community celebration ticket. Your company could buy a table or just a few seats if you want to come with some folks from work. And we're open to all and everyone. It is a smaller venue, so we always sell out. So we are a little anxious about that this year, because we know maybe not as many people will be there as want to, but we still feel like moving to TCAT is a great choice.
Yeah, nice. So and that's the 18th. I'll be sure to put a link to the website and the ticket purchase area on there as well. September 18th, the community celebration for the United Way. Well, Travis, let's talk about some of the big things coming up for you in the fall, and in terms of your work with corporate partners. You know, you're really going to kind of maybe refocus the way United Way has kind of looked at this as in your new role?
In a way, yeah. Employee giving campaigns are still a really crucial part of how we raise funds and support the community. We raised over $1 million through all of those campaigns combined last year. So that's still a really huge part of it, and it will be a primary focus in the fall. So that will look like really supporting our partners in whatever way they need. We'll be going around sharing the mission, talking about the work that we're doing at staff meetings, manager meetings, attending any kind of events that companies put on to support their campaign, lots of chili cook-offs coming in the fall, things like that. So it's a really good time for us to get out of the office, go engage face-to-face with folks who financially support us, and then also talk about ways that we can help their people as well, right? That's one of the areas that we've seen change in quite a bit of employees at these companies that have historically been partners for us are still doing that, but as the world changes, they may also need some support from us themselves. So it's a good chance to get in there and talk to them about that as well.
Yeah, lots of chili cook-offs.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, there's a lot of
and
chili.
And it's political season too. You know, we're going to have election year next year, so you can just imagine
It'll
how many chili
time.
Cook-offs.
Yeah,
but focusing on those folks is really what prompted, as Travis said, this shift, this mindset shift in how we're working with them. Is, you know, at United Way, we're focusing on ALICE, which I'm not sure if you're familiar, is Asset Limited, Income Constrained, but Employed. So these are our working folks, many working more than one job, and they are not meeting the cost of living here. And so partnering with companies to make sure, as Travis said earlier, we're not just coming in one time a year for a campaign. We want to make sure that we're a partner to them all year and to their employees, because ALICE is everywhere. ALICE is, you have friends that are ALICE, you have family that's ALICE, you have people that work with you that are ALICE, and making sure they are know about all the resources that are available to them, and then helping them understand how to access them, because sometimes that's the barrier. So we really want to be that partner to everyone in our community, but a great way to find people that are needing our help is through their employer. And we want to help those folks that are working so, so hard and still can't make ends meet. So we're just excited. I'm really pumped about Travis. When we shifted to looking for somebody with corporate experience instead of fundraising experience, I felt really strongly about it. And then when we met Travis over Zoom due to the whole Montana thing, we just felt like we were on the right track. And we have continued to feel that way about what our corporate partners need from us and what the community needs from us and the best way to do it. So we're excited.
Was he wearing a cowboy hat in the Zoom meeting?
No.
No. Okay.
No, he was.
That's not me.
No boots then.
No
either,
ranching
right?
was being done during the no taping ranching. Of this interview. No.
But you bring up a really good point about, you know, the cost of living in Rutherford County has really skyrocketed. I remember the average home price is $450 plus,
I believe it,
right now. And you know, the it's just salaries are not keeping up with that.
That's right.
So I mean, two family household, I mean, my kids, my son, they just had a baby a few months ago, both of them work, and you know, it's hard.
In Tennessee, we just surpassed childcare in tuition. So now to put your child in childcare for a year is more than tuition for a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a barrier for a lot of folks to work.
That's why Pop has Wednesday afternoons.
As a matter of fact. I couldn't work without my BB. So I'm very familiar with the Pop Pops and the BBs coming out.
But, you know, for employers to have this loyal relationship with their employees to be able to offer that help, Travis, sometimes they don't know where to go. So that's kind of one of the best resources that you can give, other than just coming in once a year and with your hand out, you can actually help them.
Yeah, that's United Way has such a long-standing reputation in this community and across the country that we're positioned really well to come alongside these companies and support their employees. They know what we stand for. We're still trying to communicate some of the newer internal programs we have, but in general, people are familiar with United Way and our work. It's a comfortable, readily accessible place for employees to go. So we're really trying to come alongside them and help out.
So I'm sure you're out pressing the flesh and, you know, meeting folks and all that kind of thing.
Calendar is filling up with coffee chats and lunch meetings, and we got a pizza party to go to next week, things like that. Yeah,
you know, some of the perks, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the first month or so was spent, you know, in the office, meeting the team, getting up to speed and all the things, and now it's time to get out and do some of the real work in the community, which
now
I'm really
excited
about.
Want to see you in the office. Yeah. You got to be out, right?
Well, from early on in my fundraising career, it was, if you're in the office, you're not out doing your job. So, yeah, he's out and about, and I'll put the call out. If you would like to meet with our new director of corporate partnerships, please call Travis Welton at the office or find him on our website, because we really are trying to get out there. If you've never had a relationship with United Way, there is no better time to learn about what we are about, what we can offer you and your employees, and ways that we can help your company give back to the community. We really want to be seen as a full service, whole relationship partner. So please reach out.
And information about our local United Way, yourlocaluw.org, and the website has all contact information. And again, I'll put some links to the community celebration there. And Travis, good to meet you. Anything we can do to help, let us know.
Yes, sir. I will. Thanks for having us.
You bring by all the newbies. Are you the one that gets to initiate all of the new folks?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, I know.
We have a great team.
Haley didn't want to come, but that's okay.
Well, we got a board meeting today. It's board meeting day. So
she's busy with that.
She's busy.
It's always an excuse. I mean, she's been
we'll
2 years.
We'll get her in here soon.
You got her once. You'll get her again.
She's actually been twice, I think.
Has she?
Now. Yeah. Yeah. I think after that first time, it kind of broke the...
Yeah. Breath eye. She's ready now.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to have you both.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
And if you want to check out the podcast of the program, it will be up shortly. You can find that at WGNSradio.com under podcast. Look for Rutherford Issues, and you can listen back, watch, YouTube channel, Facebook, all those places. You can find the podcast as well as Spotify, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. You know the drill. That's going to do it for our program today. We're wrapping up the week tomorrow. So be sure to tune in for that. And our Big GTV coverage brought to you by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and proven community health for more than seven decades. That's MMC.